Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with author Bernie Ditchick. He is the beloved author of Grandpa's Bernie's Bedtime Stories, published by Red Sky Presents. The book is going into its second edition, and for the first time, will be available on Audible in honor of Bernie's 100th birthday. And Bernie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I am as well, and I really appreciate your joining us. Certainly an honor for us to have you on the program. So I see you're 99 and about to be 100. Congratulations on that. That is some accomplishment. Can you tell our listeners when you wrote your first book, Grandpa Bernie's Bedtime Stories, and tell us what age group this book is written for? Let's start things off with that today.
Well, I have to go back about 65 years. Before I started writing stories, I was a storyteller, and I loved it. When my kids were very, very young and time for bed, I'd sit on the bed, and instead of reading someone else's stories, I made up a story right on the spot. And they loved them. Sometimes they asked for the same story again, but mostly they wanted me to tell them a new story every night. One of my daughters suggested I write down my stories so that other kids could enjoy them too. So that's when these stories began. When I begin writing a new story, I try to make it interesting to the adult reading it as well as the child listening to it. Otherwise, it's boring. So I'd say my stories are for ages anywhere from 2 to 100.
Now, I also understand you were accepted for publication by a publishing house. Who published you, and when did the first edition go live?
My stories were first published by Red Sky Presents in the year 2016. I had a wonderful experience working with my editor, Carol Meyer. I had to learn how to use a program called Track Changes when I was 92. Carol would email me suggested changes in the story, and I would email back my answers. We used different color ink to distinguish who wrote what, and I loved it.
Yeah, very interesting indeed right there, and thanks for sharing some of the details around that as well. Now, in honor of your 100th birthday, your publisher is printing a new second edition with a new cover and introduction that you wrote. Can you tell us a little bit about what you said in your new intro?
Well, just some additional information was added to the original introduction, but the entire original production is still in it. I explained how I create my story. Using my imagination, that's the key. Everybody has animation. Mine's just super developed. I also explained how I choose what to write about. Most of the time, I just let my imagination wander until an idea starts to take shape. Sometimes something in my life gives me a reason to write a story. For instance, when my granddaughter, Corey, was very young, she was very short. She's so short. She hated being short. She wanted to be the tallest girl in her class. So I called on my imagination, sat in my favorite chair, a large yellow pad and a pen on my lap. It didn't take long before my imagination took over. And that's how It's Not So Bad to Be Me was born.
Mr. Ditchick, certainly great to have you on and to talk about your accomplishments and your being almost 100 years old. That is, again, quite an accomplishment today. We're joined by author Bernie Ditchick. He is the beloved author of Grandpa Bernie's Bedtime Stories, published by Red Sky Presents. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, Bernie, you may be the most modern, almost 100-year-old yet. We heard your book is now being launched as an audiobook as well, including on Audible. Tell us a little bit about that project and when it may go live as well.
Well, all I can do is tell you a little about it. But I'm lucky to have Carol Meyer making this audiobook. She's not only an award-winning producer, but coincidentally, she was my editor when I wrote these stories. Audible is just great for kids, as they can listen to it at any time of the day and night.
Another question for you here. We would certainly love to know more about the characters that you write about. Can you tell our audience about the lovable creatures you feature in your stories for children?
Well, I love animals. Insects, too. All kinds. And I love to imagine unusual, happy relationships. So, for instance, I have a pony, wrote about a pony with very short front legs, meeting a kangaroo and learning to run like him. I have a bear learning how to play baseball, a coyote learning to fly, a butterfly caught in a spider's web, ending up being his best friend. Then there's a falcon flying to Japan with his best friend, a frog, where they enjoy the new customs and language.
Mr. Ditchick, really appreciate your time spent with us here today. And as we conclude, you're about to turn 100, as we mentioned. Can you give our listeners and authors any advice about aging and writing?
Well, I really can't give anyone advice about aging and writing. I can only tell you what I hope to do. I plan to continue making some of my stories into picture books. And I plan to publish another edition of Grandpa Bernie's Bedtime Stories in the very near future. Now may I ask you a question? Jody said she'd like to take me on a tour around the world in her magic balloon. And there's room for one more person. Would you like to join us?
Now there's an idea. What an invitation. Thanks for that. You bet I would.
Well, we'll make an appointment sometime later.
Well, that certainly sounds good to me. And Mr. Ditchick, I understand that your book is available through your publisher, Red Sky Presents. And also, I am assuming it can be found or picked up on Amazon and the other popular platforms. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Of course, listeners, will leave links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Ditchick, all the best. Happy early birthday to you. I know it's coming up soon. And thanks so much for being a part of EPN.
Thank you very much. I'm really grateful to you for giving me this interview.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, certainly deserving as well. Again, we've been speaking with author Bernie Ditchick, the beloved author of Grandpa Bernie's Bedtime Stories, published by Red Sky Presents. And for further details, simply visit the publisher website at redskypresents.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.